Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special treat. I wasn't sure earlier if we were going to be able to work it out, but I told you Gene Grisman was going to be here. Gene Grisman was going to be here, and he is going to be here, but it's going to be a little later on the show. But before we have Gene, we have a treat, a special treat. President Abraham Lincoln has joined us, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how many other programs do you get to listen to? Well, you get to listen to the 16th President of the United States, President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Lincoln, President Lincoln, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Do you know I'm
I should say welcome back to the show. You've been here many times.
I've been here before. Do you know I'm 199 years old?
Incredible. Well, now, you got to make sure you come back on your 200th anniversary.
Yeah. You know, there's only one good thing about being as old as I am.
How's that?
No peer pressure.
By the way, also today, and I don't know, you may not have remembered this, but on this day in 1836, you received your license to practice law.
That's right.
What was
you
that
know,
like?
I'm pleased you mentioned that, Jim, because actually I'm proud to be a lawyer. People think of me mainly as a politician, but my lifelong vocation was as a lawyer. I tried over 5,000 cases.
Wow.
People don't really think of that. Many of them at the appellate level, mm-hmm. at the Supreme Court of Illinois. Then I three cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. So I think of myself as a lawyer.
You tried three cases before the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's right. That was
wow.
I actually tried those when I was a representative. I spent 2 years in Washington mm-hmm. in the U.S. House of Representatives.
That must have been a great learning experience for you.
It was. Well, the whole thing of practicing law was a learning experience, and I became known as an honest lawyer. Now,
there were jokes
about lawyers being dishonest in my day.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
This is not a new phenomenon, then?
Oh, no. In fact, there's one that was told. A minister was delivering eulogy at a funeral, and he intoned over the casket, "Here lies a lawyer and an honest man." One whispered to another, one woman in the back of the church said, "Let's go up and see if there are two bodies in that casket."
That was you loved that. You loved that joke. You told a lot of jokes in your day, didn't you?
Oh, I told
you?
A lot. I felt I enjoyed telling stories, and they were good for me. They were like medicine for me. But I also found that a story, a joke, could be a very wonderful way of illustrating and communicating, and it was a great way to deal with an opponent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would ridicule an idea which was more valuable and more successful than trying to show how illogic it was.
Mm-hmm.
Illogical, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm not that well educated. You know, I went to school only about 1 year.
I know, but you're well known, President Lincoln, for your ability to learn, for your quest and your thirst for learning.
That's right. Actually, I was in school all my life. You see, you don't get an education. You just learn how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that there were three principal ways I learned how to learn. That I actually now, when I give speeches, I go around and share those with people. And in fact, they may be useful on this program today.
Well, I'd like to know what those are, yeah.
Well, the first is I learned how to listen. Most people are not good listeners. On a 10-point scale, most people, most of the time, listen at about a 3 level.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is that a lot of information that could be very useful and valuable to them goes right past them. So I learned that through an act of the will and through habit, I could learn to get the intensity with which I listen to a higher level. So that meant that I was getting more information. So whenever I learned, I was listening. When I listened, I was a really great listener.
So one of the keys to your ability to be an effective learner was to learn how to become a better listener.
That's right.
Yeah.
One thing I learned to do was to listen to my opponents. Your first impulse when somebody disagrees with you is to try to convince them they're mm-hmm. wrong and you're right.
Right.
But if you listen, you gain the advantage because you know their argument as well as your own.
Right. And number two?
The second one was, could I say one more word about listening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is, everybody you meet knows something you don't. And if you are attentive and draw this out of them, one, they're flattered that you're interested in them, and number two, you continue your education because
right.
you're just growing in knowledge. The second
mm-hmm.
one, and I can see you're in control of this program, is I'm a reader, and I
mm-hmm.
discovered there are two types of reading that can help you. When I was a little boy, I learned how to read, and as I said, didn't go to school long. But one day it dawned on me that when I learned how to read, I had a key that opened a door to a room full of treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And in that room was all the accumulated knowledge of all the people that had gone before me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mine for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to read everything I could get my hands on. And I can say this to your listeners. You've got a key to a room full of treasure. You should take advantage of it. Learn to read. Love to read. You're a reader yourself, aren't you, Jim?
Yes, I am. Wait, give us number three. We're getting close on time here.
All right, the third one. I learned to draw good conclusions from things that don't work out. We live in a things-don't-work-out world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't... Well, let me say this first. If you can learn something true and from something that doesn't work out, you come away with wisdom.
Someone who came along after you, but who was born during your time, Thomas Edison, said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Oh,
how about
he's
that?
A wise man.
Yeah. President Lincoln, thank you for being here.
My pleasure, always.
It's always a pleasure.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the words of wisdom from President Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States. He's 199 years old. How about that? We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. I'm excited about having Gene Greisman back on the show. And Gene very graciously arranged for President Lincoln to be with us in the previous segment. We really had a good time with him. Gene Greisman, by the way, folks, is one of the world's top portrayers of Lincoln. He is the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites on the planet, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and Time Tactics of Very Successful People, and among other productions that he's made, video, audio, and print. And he's our good friend. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
Yes, and thank you, Jim, for your very nice mention of the words Lincoln lived by in the latest issue of your newsletter. I thought that was wonderful in the way you tied it into a larger issue. I thank you for that.
Well, it's my pleasure because we always gravitate toward quality work, and that's what you put out, Gene, in everything that you do. And by the way, don't you have a new Lincoln product coming out soon?
I do have a new Lincoln book that will be coming out. We plan to release it on Lincoln's 200th birthday. That'll be
he
next
was telling,
February,
yeah,
12.
He was just telling us that he's 199, and he promised to come back. He promised to come back on his 200th birthday. So can you help us arrange that?
Yes, I think I'll speak to him.
All right, thank you.
But
I appreciate
this book. This book is interesting. About a year ago, I was doing one of my Lincoln presentations for the Blue Ridge Leadership Conference, and on the program was a quite well-known motivational speaker by the name of Pat Williams. Mm-hmm. Pat Williams is the executive manager for the Orlando Magics, and he's had a career as a coach, et cetera, et cetera. He heard my Lincoln, and I heard him, and he's written a number of books, and he said, why don't we get together on a book on leadership? So what will happen is that Lincoln, it'll be a first-person Lincoln book.
Wow.
And then each chapter after first-person Lincoln, he will talk about how this principle can be used in everyday leadership situations, from coaching to managing a business.
Wow.
And the tentative title we have for this is Leadership the Lincoln Way.
Well, we're looking forward to that. That'll be a great book, and we'll have to have both of you on the show at that time. What we'll have to do is we'll have to have Pat on and President Lincoln on, and you guys will have to have a little dialogue there. That'll be fun.
Well, that'd be a hoot, and we'll talk to him.
Yeah, you talk to both of those guys and see if we can't work this out.
Get all three.
Exactly. What's our Gene Greisman wisdom for today?
The Gene Greisman wisdom for the day, I guess, would be what Lincoln was talking about earlier, and that is you don't get an education, you just learn how to learn. Mm-hmm. Virtually in any field, whatever, I know many of your people are in businesses, almost any business that they're in, the knowledge that they gained 10 years ago, good bit of it's obsolete, maybe all of it's obsolete within a short time.
That's
so
right.
The only way to deal with that is to have some systemized way to keep on learning.
When I talk to audiences like as you do, I tell them that 89.65% of everything that you knew in the 20th century is obsolete now.
That's right.
And that means you got to start over learning. You got to learn all over again. When I got my pilot's license many years ago, my instructor who whenever the exam was over and the guy who gave me the check ride was gone, my instructor was looking at my new license and he said, okay, Jim, now you have a license to learn how to fly an airplane.
What a wise statement.
Yeah. A license to learn.
A license to learn.
Yeah.
Whenever you go into business, I guess when you get your business license, that's a license to learn, isn't
it? That's exactly right.
And if you don't learn, you're going to soon be out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got one more quick one. Plato, the great Roman politician and philosopher, started learning Greek at the age of like 75 or something like that. And somebody said, why are you doing this at this age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
Oh, my God. Did you know that Lincoln taught himself Euclid when he was in his 40s writing the Judicial Circuit? In a discussion he had with Billy Herndon, they used the word, he said, well, how can you prove that? And I said, what do you mean prove? He said, as in a logical or mathematical logic. And he didn't know anything about that. So Lincoln took with him a plain geometry book on the judicial circuit and taught himself. And after that, whenever people said they heard Lincoln speak, they said he combined a mathematical logic with
right.
emotional feeling.
Right. Well, and you know, another thing that you can do, when you're talking to people and you're trying to convince them to do something, you know, it's a good thing to learn what other people have said before and to quote them, to bring them into your, you mentioned stories, to include them as part of your stories, isn't it?
I totally agree. Lincoln's first senior law partner said, Lincoln, when you try a case, spend more time thinking about what your opponent is going to say than what you're going to say.
Right. Hey, Gene, we need your website so we can find out how to get your books.
www.presidentlincoln.com.
Now, if they can find all your books there, and if they want to find out how they can get President Lincoln to show up, they can find it there too, can't they?
At presidentlincoln.com.
Presidentlincoln.com. Thanks, Gene, for being here. Thanks for bringing President Lincoln over.
It's my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. And you ain't had
enough to eat. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.